Good morning. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 73 degrees on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
So much fun. Well, you know, we are gaining such respect for what it means to be on the OTS Sports Wall of Fame. 19 members. This began back in, what, the class of 2010. We did not have an inductee last year because of the pandemic. But joining us right now had his moment to celebrate, his year to celebrate, and, of course, continues to be recognized on that famous wall. But class of 2017, Mo Bell himself, beginning 2000 and to present, you are still bringing your talent and sharing your gift with us.
Well, you know, it's fun to do something you love, and I love doing this. Mm-hmm. It gets the adrenaline pumping, and I'll continue doing that as long as the adrenaline's telling me to come out and, on Friday nights and pull for that high school football team.
Well, Mo, back in 2017, we were here when you were inducted, so that was exciting. We got to celebrate along with you, and you all are now getting your 20th member into the OTS Sports Wall of Fame. It's a guy, I think you know him, Chris Miller.
I think I know Chris Miller, and I can tell you, when you read the qualifications required to be nominated, not just voted upon, but nominated, Chris hit every single item, and he hit it twice.
and then some. Went back for more.
Yeah. What's interesting, I'm fortunate to say, I'm the guy that was with Chris in the early days, and I'm talking Chris was a teenager, probably, we think 17, he might have been 16, and I was in my late 40s. So you got to know, fairly old guy and a really young guy together. We don't really know a whole lot of what we're doing, but we love high school football, and we cut our teeth, believe it or not, on the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets. Back when Fort Mill wasn't very good, mm-hmm. they had a string of years that they only won one or two games. And I was telling somebody about with when you're doing high school football on Friday night, if the score's 35-35 entering the fourth quarter, it's pretty easy. Yeah. There's a lot going on, and it's an exciting game. Chris and I had games when it was 35-0 going into fourth quarter, and the home team was losing.
Ooh.
And that's tough.
That's tough. That's when your knowledge, your ability to act in the moment and keep it going really makes a huge difference.
You're absolutely right. And we sort of learned that by, you know, we were in the fire, so to speak. And, we talked a good bit about the band. They had a great band back in those days.
Probably can talk about the cheerleaders back then, too.
We did, how the cheerleaders had the great signs up. And so, and Fort Mill had a really good fan base even back then, even though the team wasn't winning. So we and what you drift to, I mean, at some point you can't talk about the band, but start talking about an individual performance. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a linebacker that makes a really good tackle. You really talk a lot about that player and, you know, what a good tackle it was. So you learn the tricks. And Chris was that guy in the early years, and he stayed with it.
Yeah.
And Chris matured and got better at every part of the thing. Another comment on when I was looking at qualifications, it's not just about Friday night. Mm-hmm. It's also about the other days. And Chris is out there Monday and Tuesdays getting coaches' interviews. Chris was lining up advertisers. Even now on Friday night, he's keeping an eye that we're actually running the advertisements for the advertisers. Somebody has to track that.
Absolutely.
And Chris does that.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have seven games on a Friday night. Well, that means there are seven boxes of equipment that have to go to the stadium. Mm-hmm. And if that equipment isn't just right, the show can't go on.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Mo, because on Friday nights here at OTS, at the broadcast house, when we leave in the break room already, so by the time 9 o'clock is done, all the toolboxes are already packed, with the names of the guys who are calling it written on the outside of a folder all together, where all you have to do is you come in, you pick up your toolbox and your gear, and you leave. That's before 9 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. And talk about preparation. Every time I see that, I'm like, my goodness, that is just a lot of just being extra prepared, because you're doing a live broadcast. You don't know what's going to happen. You want to make sure you've got everything, your availability.
And Chris was very meticulous about that.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Yeah. if it's Friday night, the game starts at 7:30 and it's 7:15 and it's just not working, it's a crisis. Mm-hmm. And that could lead to calling the game with a cell phone instead of the equipment, and that is not good for anybody. and even now, at 7:20 or 7:25, Chris might get a phone call. Something's not working, and so he's got behind a lot of the efforts that we do.
How did it feel, you know, when you do the vote? This is an award that an accomplishment that is you're chosen and voted on by your peers, nominated then voted on, and you having the experience of watching Chris become who we see today, the process in getting there. What did it feel like to see him be nominated for the Wall of Fame?
Well, it's the ultimate compliment when your peers recognize you. And Chris, I don't know, really saw this coming, but
he's too busy making everybody else shine.
Yeah, that's right. But he handled it very graciously. And another thing about Chris Patty is he's still in his prime.
Chris has
another 20 years or more left in him in the broadcast business. And it may not just be high school football. There may be other greater things out on his path. And we're all going to say, yeah, I remember him at RHI back
in
back in 2000. He's got a bright future still ahead of him. One last thing I'd like to mention. I know we're probably about out of time. Working at the YMCA for 40-something years, I saw young people all the time come and go. And it's always a pleasure. That was part of the fun of the job. It's rarely that you see a teenager that knows what he wants to do with his life, and he develops the skill sets and goes out and goes after those things from a career point of view. I could probably count on one hand the number of people I've seen that. I see that in Chris. Mm. Chris has a talent, the skill, the interest in broadcast business, not just high school football, even though he's excellent at that. And it's so rewarding to me to see someone that's has a great interest and also is very good at what they do, and see him develop and blossom. And that's Chris Miller.
Yeah,
oh, so
well
true.
Said.
We talked yesterday, in fact, about the importance of having a local trusted voice when it comes to news and sports and weather and everything else. And he's definitely it. I mean, in an industry where people market hop from job to job after so many years, to have a trusted voice, it's very comforting. It's very relaxing. And you know they know their stuff because they've
There's
been
trust.
Here for so long that they can recount what happened back in this game in 2003 and what happened back. I mean, it's just nice to have that kind of person on staff.
Well, and you get that with a locally owned station.
Yeah, it's very
and
true.
And people in Rock Hill, York County, probably take that for granted. If this were owned by someone from another state, you might see a whole different kind of program. And the job you guys do, keeping the community linked to what's going on, this station, this program, is really pretty complimentary for the if you're from York County and you don't know what's going on, you need to be listening to this station.
Well, thank you, Mo. We appreciate that so much. And we appreciate you coming in and sharing behind the scenes as it relates to the Sports Wall of Fame.